Drive my car. If you've been day drinking or spending some time with friends in low places, hand over your keys to a sober designated driver or designated driving service to get you and your vehicle home safe and sound. You could also take a taxi, rideshare or bus, or just stay where you are. Slow ride, take it easy. Your little red Corvette may be a fast car, but you still need to obey the speed limit. The cost of a speeding ticket can add up fast. You don't want a hefty fine to sabotage your weekend. If you get pulled over, you won't have saved any time, so you will have spent that money for nothing. Also, the faster you're driving, the less time you'll have to react when something unexpected happens. Speaking of which, wild thing, your heart won't sing so much as it will jump when a deer wanders onto the road in front of you. Deer and elk are on the prowl for fresh spring food this time of year. Thus far, SGI's efforts to teach them to look both ways before crossing have proved unsuccessful. Apparently, they were simply born to be wild. Because you don't want to miss a thing, it's up to drivers to scan the highway from shoulder to shoulder and slow down. Don't swerve. If you see wildlife near or on the road, how will you know where the wild things are? Animal encounters can happen pretty much anywhere you drive in Saskatchewan, but watch out for the yellow warning signs. You don't want to be living on a prayer. Phone down, whether you're on the highway or taking a cruise down an old town road, keep your phone out of your hand and show the road attention. Distracted driving is one of the main causes of collisions, injuries and deaths on Canada's roads, and a distracted driving ticket costs $580 for a first offense. Leave your phone alone, enjoy the company of your traveling companions, and your road trip will be nothing but a good time as you can go your own way. Here I go again, talking about why it's important to buckle up. Seatbelts have been the law in Saskatchewan for 45 years, and you can't be a traffic safety all-star unless you buckle up, whenever, wherever you drive. You're 17 times more likely to be ejected from your vehicle in a collision if you're not wearing a seatbelt, so if you're road tripping this weekend, always buckle up. Enter Sandman. Celine may have thought she was being romantic when she drove all night, but driving drowsy reduces your attentiveness and increases the time it takes to react to potential hazards. If you find yourself starting to drift away to Never Never Land, pull over and take a rest, or trade off with another driver. It's not complicated. The best way to avoid driver fatigue is to plan ahead. If you're planning to drive something like 500 miles, you should go home for a rest beforehand. You can also check out the entire playlist on Spotify. Enjoy the Victoria Day long weekend. Take care out there.